Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
All right, Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. So where, oh where, are you getting your Thanksgiving dessert? Sweet and savory pies with ingredients sourced locally, fresh warm baked biscuits, their sandwiches. Oh man, it's all good at Bang Bang Pie in two Chicago locations, Logan Square and in Ravenswood. Thanksgiving is just a handful of days away. To talk about one of the best places in town for your Thanksgiving sweets is the proprietor of Bang Bang Pie, and that's my pal, Michael Chepchak. What's going on, Mike?
Thanks for having me, David.
You know, just a little history of your place. You know, your food begins with the farmers and the butchers, you know, pretty much who raise it and picking the apples and so forth. It's all kind of locally sourced, but that's why everything is so damn good.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, we try, and even more so during this time. We just got 2,600 pounds of apples for Nick Klug. Wow. In St. Joseph, Michigan, and we've, you know, ordered additional product from our hog farmer, Trent, at Catalpa Grove in Dwight, Illinois. Actually, a fun story right now, as I just took a break this. But we've been peeling apples this week in anticipation, peeling, you know, apples all day. And
it's what you do.
All of the peels and the cores we're saving, which will be hundreds of pounds, to give to Trent to feed his pigs.
Oh.
Which is just a kind of a fun ecosystem.
Yeah, I love the way that circles back. Yeah.
That you will enjoy next year, you know, I mean, will be fed right. From apples from this Thanksgiving. So we started that last year, and it was really cute, and I'll be sure to share the video of when he throws it all out there, you know, and they gobble it up. But
that's
the kind of thing that, you know, makes Chicago special, that makes the restaurant scene special, and I do feel that this time, this pandemic, has made those relationships even stronger.
Very cool. Very cool.
You know, if there is a silver lining, you know, there's those kind of enhanced collaborations and partnerships that have emerged and that will continue to emerge, because we all, you know, have been in this together and will, you know, come out of this together.
Very cool. And you can see the selection of pies at bangbangpie.com, and you can place your orders there. So tell us what you got featuring for pies this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know, in years past, we keep it traditional. That's what we found that the guests want. You know, I mean, we do have our little twists on it, but we have our award-winning and most popular pie, key lime, which is non-traditional, and that's always like, you know, everyone has their pumpkins, which we do, and we add a little maple syrup to ours to give it a little bit more sweetness and a little more complex flavor than a traditional pumpkin, but that's far and away our most popular, our pumpkin, closely followed by the apple. This year we're doing a spiced oat crumble. So there's local oats, a bunch of super warming spices, cinnamon and cloves and allspice, brown sugar, butter and that. So it's going to be a traditional pastry crust. There is one switch from last year that our guests should know.
Mm-hmm.
We've switched to an all butter pastry crust. So in the past we have used lard. So that's alienated some of our guests that haven't been able to get our apple pie. But as of this Thanksgiving, it's an all butter pastry crust. So
wow.
All of the offerings this year are vegetarian, just an FYI. No less delicious.
No, not at all. That's great.
We have chocolate pecan, which is my personal, what I'll be serving at my Thanksgiving. Traditional pecan pie, nice and ooey gooey with some, dark chocolate calaise added in that, which makes it a little more complex. Also very, very delicious. If nuts aren't your thing, but chocolate is, we have a chocolate caramel in our house graham cracker crust. That's a deep, dark, dense chocolate brownie, fudgy deliciousness, topped with a salted caramel. That's good for adults and particularly good for families with children or nut allergies for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
What am I forgetting? We
biscuits.
Have miniature biscuits.
Yep, yep.
So I think we started that last year. We miniaturized our biscuits, just, personally, our biscuits weigh over a quarter pound.
Yes.
And we just kind of felt like that was too much for the Thanksgiving. You know, now making them miniaturized, people will probably end up having four or five, so they'll probably end up eating more biscuits than they would.
Yeah.
But they're really cute. We sell them by the dozen.
Nice.
We call them take and bake, but they're actually fully baked, and they're just ready to be warm. So there's no work. If you did want to add some work, you wanted a nice hostess gift, we are selling the biscuit dry mix, which is super easy. That's the exact same recipe that we use in the shop. You just got to add the wet ingredients, and then you can make your own biscuit, Bang Bang Biscuits at home. We have a gravy spice mix. Now, it's not a turkey gravy. That is our sawmill gravy that we use for breakfast. But yep. If you were looking to plan the breakfast on Thanksgiving morning or Black Friday,
yeah, smart.
You know, that's a little dry mix. Or that makes a nice, you know, I know we're not meant to be visiting homes, but if you wanted to drop off some gifts for colleagues or friends and family that you might have seen, you know, the biscuit dry mix coupled with, you know, a jar of our signature blueberry lavender jam or peach habanero might make for like a gift, like I wish I was dining with you type, you know, situation.
Yeah.
And then we still have the Michelada mix and all the partner gifts that we've mentioned that are available in the pantry are also available for Thanksgiving.
Nice, nice. And so you place the order online, and then what's pickup like?
So Thanksgiving pickups, there's two options. There's the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving as well as the Wednesday. Tuesday we are going to be open from 8 to 6, and Wednesday 7 to 5. All the pies picked up on either day will still be super delicious and ready to consume on Thanksgiving Day or the weekend following. The pickups are at our Logan Square location at 2051 North California only this year due to the pandemic and the amount of staffing we had coupled with wanting to keep things as safe as possible. We did focus on one location just to have better control over the flow and things like that, and that is our Logan Square, our flagship location. But we still have pies available for both days. The whole menu is available for both days. But that may not be the case by the end of the weekend. So as soon as you hear this, definitely go online at bangbangpie.com and place your order.
Thanks, Michael. Always a pleasure. I will see you on Wednesday for that pie pickup, and have a happy Thanksgiving, pal.
Thanks for having me, David.